Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, folks, and again, I want to thank you for being here tonight. This is Ken Marsh, of course. This is Zuma's Health Education Call. Many of you know, do this call the first and third Thursday of every single month, and here we are, the beginning of March 2025, and definitely got some good information for you tonight. One that I think this is one of those calls that most people are going to have some relation to, whether it's for you personally or certainly people that you know. You're going to be relating to some of the information we're going to be talking about on tonight's call, and I get to spend some time with a gentleman who is a good personal friend of mine, somebody who's been a part of Zuma's scientific advisory board now for, my goodness, I bet you it's been close to 20 years at this point, and if it hasn't, it certainly feels like it. He's been here a long time, been part of the Zuma family for a long time. He's also a doctor of chiropractic, spends his day-to-day activities Monday through Friday helping people feel better, look better, and enjoy more abundant health, and he's certainly a health and wellness expert beyond that. He is a wealth of knowledge on many different topics related to health and wellness, and tonight is definitely going to be one of those areas where he's going to share some of that knowledge and expertise with you. Of course, we're talking about our very own Dr. Michael Trulia. So, Dr. T, are you with us?
I am, Dr. Marsh. How are you this evening?
Good. As always, it's good to have you here, my friend, and I appreciate you carving a little time out of your busy schedule to share some of that wisdom with us tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tonight's topic, T, is one that sadly is hard to hide, right? I mean, when we're talking about somebody battling being overweight or obese, you can't hide that. That's one of those things that when somebody's overweight, not only do they know, but sadly a lot of people around them know it. And it's something that people usually are trying to fight against. But statistically, I think, you know, you'll probably agree we're losing the battle. In fact, I think you have some interesting data to share on that side. So I'm going to let you kind of kick things off, and I'll turn the call over to you here.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Yes, it is. It's quite a topic, and you know, I'm glad we are at this point to at least be able to discuss it. I want to start this off by talking about what we talk about on Thursday nights, and by we, I mean Zuma Worldwide. And each week, as I skim through the week, I look at different topics that Ken brings to you guys and different speakers and different things. And I know we're all busy and we have other things to do. But, you know, I was weighing the magnitude of what we do. And I'd like to put it analogous to this. Whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, I'm just telling you this is my perspective. There was a argument of whether prayer should be back in school, and I know the president's talking about that. And then you get into the conflict of, well, I'm a Christian, but you're a Jewish, and this one's Catholic, and, you know, we all go to God a little bit different ways. And the dispute is separation of church and state, what there's no really such thing. What there really is the state should not have one legal religion. And I thought, I called into this radio show and I said, well, I think the answer is, first of all, we have to understand that religion, if you really have a relationship with God, it's not about 5 minutes a day or one subject. It's the foundation, truly the foundation of every single thing that you do if you really understand having a relationship and having a lifetime of relationship. And with that, I got thinking about Zuma and these calls. Yes, what we share with you, hopefully you get some gain and some importance. But when you really realize that your health and wellness is the foundation, I don't care if you're a plumber or a dentist or a ditch digger, whatever you do, your health is your wealth. And so I really do hope you take time to look into each of these subjects. You don't need to be super skilled because Zuma's done a great job of being able to categorize a lot of these subjects. So start really thinking about your health as your wealth, and no matter what it is that you do, because it's going to be your foundation if you really do understand it. Ken and I were talking this over this flu season. I got a touch of the flu, And that's fine. Doctors get sick. But the question is, well, if you're still going to get sick, why do you bother to do all these things? Well, as I said, I've even known some doctors to even die. We're all going to go down that path. But the question is, we don't know when that time is. So what do we do between now and that time? And to me, do I want to live or exist? We always go back to that. I know people that are in their 40s that are just existing. You need to live and enjoy every life, enjoy your singlehood, enjoy your when you're married, enjoy when you have kids, enjoy when you have grandkids. But to do that, your health is the most important asset that you have. So I hope tonight, just for some reason, this topic sort of spun me off on thinking about holistic wellness, and that it not just being another chapter of your life, like your job or your kids, it needs to be the foundation. And I hope you can sort of put it in that perspective. Well, one of the subjects we're speaking about tonight is overweight, and Ken sent me a few articles to take a look at, and there was some quite eye-opening and interesting statistics, one of which was from the BBC, it looks like, and it said over 50% of adults worldwide predicted to be obese or overweight by 2050. If we look around, some of us might think that statistic is closer to now than 2050. But either way, it's a sad statistic, and a statistic we need to look at and figure out why we're getting that way more and more all the time, and then B, what can we do to try to trim that? It also discusses more than half of all adults and a third of children, teenagers, young adults around the world are predicted to be overweight by 2050. The findings come in a new study of global data published by the Lancet Journal, that's a medical journal, covering more than 200 countries, discusses researchers warn that obesity levels are predicted to accelerate rapidly during the remainder of the decade, particularly in lower-income countries. However, experts say that if governments take urgent action now, there's still time to prevent what they describe as profound tragedy. By 2021, almost half of the global adult population, a billion men and 1.11 billion women, age 25 or older, were overweight or obese. That's a staggering statistic. And the proportion of both men and women living with these conditions has doubled since 1990. Now, what are some of the reasons? And why do they say lower income countries? Well, if you followed any of the news at all since President Trump has been in and Bobby Kennedy taking over Health and Human Services, the things he's spoken about for a very long time are things that, well, quite frankly, Zuma and doctors of chiropractic have been speaking about for basically 100 years, and it is the simplicity of what we need to do. And what we need to do is start looking at our food that we eat. And it's a very complex matter. I may have said this one time before, but one of my dear friends who has passed, he's a huge farmer, was a huge farmer in my area, and said, look, T, you want organic food and no chemicals and all that? He said, no problem. He said, I can do that. He said, the price of food is going to go up dramatically, so we have to decide, do we feed you very healthy food at a very high price, or do we make food more affordable, but yet we have to use more chemistry at this point in time to do that? So to me, that's at the foundation of what the problem is that to grow enough food for this growing population, we have to be able to grow mass food, but to grow mass food, a lot of times takes mass chemistry, and that chemistry, again, starts destroying the soil itself. And as that soil is depleted or the water table is down, you know, we talk about pH a lot in Zuma, but one of the very first things the other day I was listening to a radio station, and the guy does yard work and replaces yards and all that. You know, the very first thing he discussed? He discussed the water content of your ground and what is the pH of that water. So you see, all life, this is not just a little thing that Zuma dreamed up somewhere and thought, okay, that's a good idea. This is a global problem, and we have a global solution. If I go back down here, it says, however, experts say that the governments take urgent action now, there's still time to prevent what they describe as a profound tragedy. Now, unfortunately, I'm hoping I'm wrong about this, but if you look at every other commercial on TV, and if you look in the magazines at every other commercial, they are promoting these weight loss drugs and products just, you know, every hour of every day. Why? Well, there are some that are working. If you discuss and determine what the word working means, but there's also very huge dollars in this thing. And so they talk about all of these wonderful, and again, when you look at any drug on like a magazine, the first page is somebody happy, lucky, cheerful. And the second page talks about the drug itself, and it shows pretty pictures of flowers and butterflies. But if you turn to the third page, be it Wegovy or any of these so-called medications or injections, well, Ozempic, so forth, so on, all of them, then on the third is a full page of drugs and side effects. And so there was another article that was written talking about 10 long-term side effects, and it talks about of Wegovy that you should know about before you start taking it. But that's a specific brand. There are many, many, many different brands. As I said, Ozempic, and, you know, you've seen them all on TV. So some of the discussions they had, and so what can happen? I mean, how bad can it be? Put this injection in your belly, and you lose weight, and you do it, you know, twice a month. Man, all's home free. Well, it is home free if you have, you know, a good bank account or great, great, great insurance that may indeed help cover it. But many of my patients I've talked to them that are on this don't have the insurance. And some of the side effects is what I think you really need to look at have become quite dramatic. So number one, for example, is a lot of gallbladder problems. You know, it can lead to gallbladder and the bile duct system. And the bottom line is when you eat, the gallbladder releases bile through a duct system that connects to the intestine. This helps you break down and absorb fat from your diet. So the body has a lot of inner functions. It's like potatoes. You know, when you eat starches, that process breakdown starts in your mouth, the saliva glands. So there's a reason for everything that goes on. And when you start taking, anytime, the old school was the lap band and tying off the intestine. And now they're finding out the people who did that not only are having some other major health problems, but are also regaining all the weight back and usually a little extra once they figure a way to get around that lap band itself. So there is no one thing that I have seen on the market that can fight this weight loss problem without your own personal discipline, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Another thing is pancreatitis. Even though it's rare, that's inflammation of the pancreas. And now here we go back, and I know Ken and I, and I know we have other scientific advisors and speakers that talk about inflammation all the time. We believe inflammation is the number one reason for all diseases. It starts at some level of some inflammatory process. So making sure we are on our silver max, especially during this cold and flu season, but it also helps with the entire body's inflammatory process. And then how does food get processed properly? Well, proper gut health we've spoken about. So we look at these factors rather than trying to artificially induce them. Another thing they talk about downside of some of these injections is stomach paralysis. You know, you may start off with general nausea. Nausea and vomiting, those are the first two, but those are two of the big things I see in my office that the patients actually do talk about. They have those things that they just feel like they're bloated and they've got a lot of stomach pain and just uncomfortable fullness all the time, whether they've eaten or not. So it can be quite literally paralyzing to the intestinal tract. Block intestines. Well, once again, we go back and talk about some of the things we've spoken about, but it says, bowel obstruction can cause intense abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, similar to the side effects of what we just spoke about. Some of these complications are rare. I'm going to give it that. It is rare. But when it does happen, it's a serious condition. It not only blocks the intestine, but by blockage, you know, you're going to start slowing down the natural process of going to the regular bowel movements. And we've spoken about that. How often should you go have a bowel movement? I say however many times you eat in the day, the next day you should have three bowel movements. Now, that's a little overkill for most of us. So, but at least daily regular bowel movements are critically important. Why? Well, I look at the bowels like I look at your house. What is the average temperature of the human body? 98.6. So what if you took today a raw chicken and it's over 100 degrees outside and you turn up your temperature in your house to 98.6 and put a raw chicken in the sink and let it sit just 24 hours, only 24 hours. Come back and how do you think you'd like that smell? Now that's what's happening inside the body. It's called putrefaction. The body is breaking down whatever that food is lying in the intestine. So adding something else to your already blocked problem is not helping. So blocked intestines are a real problem. Kidney problems. Some people have even experienced acute kidney injury while taking some of these products. If you have underlying kidney problems or you experience severe gastrointestinal side effects that could make you dehydrated. Here we go again. We go back and talk about why hydration is important. A lot of times when my patients in my office, whom I've spoke with who are taking these drugs, when I start talking to them about water again, they said, you know, a lot of times we don't feel as thirsty. We're even trying to force ourselves even more. Yet 70% of the body we talk about is water. And in chiropractic terms, we very much look at the synovial joints, the fluid around the joints, and that the disc is 70% water. Then it's called the nucleus pulposus, which is the very center of the disc, is water filled. And so the last thing you need is one more thing that's going to start slowing down your need or want, rather, of being hydrated and also leading then to kidney. Kidney failure is never, I don't see it, oh, today I'm 100% perfect, like with many diseases, and then tomorrow I'm 100% bad. It's a long, drawn-out, intensive problem that occurs, and many times it's silent. You don't know what's going on at all until all of a sudden you start having some either urinary problems or you may start swelling, feet, legs, ankles, those kind of things. Can't get your rings off. You're retaining sodium. And so there's lots of reasons why you don't want any of these problems, but kidney problems is certainly a big one in a lot of Americans and a lot of people that I see. Hair loss. It can even, some of these drugs can even create that. Hair loss was reported by 3% of the people taking some of these drugs. And so it's more important and likely that hair loss is due to weight loss rather than the medication itself. So you're artificially inducing your system to do something you may not be ready to do. In other words, I believe weight loss, of course, is important in all of us that have a few extra pounds. But more importantly, what happens is you need to lose it at a regular, slow, steady rate that is healthy for your body. Again, as I've always talked about in my office, my weight loss program is 100% guaranteed 100% of the time and 100% of the people. And somebody said, well, how can you guarantee that? So it's real simple. I chain you in my basement. I feed you a little bit of water, give you a little bit of bread every day, and your weight will lose. You will lose pounds and dozens and maybe 100 pounds. Now, will you be healthy? And see, that's why I go back to this shot thing is just another formulation of what somebody's come up with that, yes, maybe some people that are extreme, like the 600-pound people, need something to help jumpstart them, but there is a better way. I just believe you do what you need to do for you, but you also need to know the side effects of what may happen. The next thing they discuss about is increased heart rate. The heart rate increases by 1 to 4 beats per minute on average. But some people even have greater heart rate. They call it tachycardia when it's, you know, going extremely fast. Your normal average heart rate should be around 72 beats per minute. Now, those of you who are athletes, that number can be lower. I've seen it down to 60s. I've seen it in the 50s. I've even seen it in the 40s. And some people freak out when they see people in their in 50 heart range. But the reality is, if you look at the heart as a muscle as it is, and it's a pump, and it's pumping blood through your whole system, if we can lower your resting heart rate just 4 beats per minute in a healthy way, if we can lower it just 4 beats per minute, we can save over 2 million beats per year your heart has to beat. And so therefore, by increasing even 1 to 4 beats, that doesn't sound like much, but on top of probably for many people, the heart rate's too high to begin with. I believe even 72 is a little high, but that's, you know, textbook standard normal, so I'll go with that. But you'd much rather lower that heart rate than increase it. And here we now we have a drug or a group of drugs that some of the sometimes side effect is increasing the heart rate, never good. You want your heart to hit, boom, and then relax. And then hit, boom, and relax. Rather than constantly working all day, again, think of a pump in your house. You don't want it to be running all day. You want to have a time for it to change. Diabetic retinopathy. People who have diabetes taking that medication increase the development of diabetic retinopathy. This condition affects the blood vessels in the back of the eyes and can lead to vision loss. And so, again, it's real funny because if you've never really studied the eye, it's quite a complex, as the whole body is, a system. And you can look in someone's eye and actually tell if they're borderline high blood pressure, all these things from the vessels in the eye. So here you have another product and another reason why not to take it, because those drugs, those Wegovy and, again, Ozempic and all those things has been also linked to another rare eye condition that affects visions, but experts are still working out the exact details. So these are just some of the top 10 things that we know about, yet there are many, many more. Like with many things, we don't find out what exactly else they affect until years down the road. Thyroid cancer, especially if you have a family, personal family history of medullary cell carcinoma of the thyroid, multiple endocrine neoplasm syndrome type 2. So these things, if you have any underlying, it seems to exacerbate some of, worsen some of these already existing problems in you. There's enough things, in my opinion, that can go wrong. We don't need to figure out other things that can contribute to more cancers of the body. Mental health and side effects. Well, the brain, we don't even know what all it can or can't do, but there is an increased risk of suicidal thoughts. We hear this all the time with different of these weight loss drugs that are being injected to the body daily. Now, to be absolutely frank, I do have, you know, patients, and you'll see some depression and some other mental health conditions, sometimes more severe than some others, depending on what their underlying conditions are. But what I started to say is I have one gal specifically I can think of who's been on one of these meds. I want to think it's Ozempic, but I'm not positive. But one of them for probably 6 months and claims that she's having no side effects and claiming that, and she has lost about 40 to 50 pounds in that zone. And she looks great. But looking great and being great aren't exactly the same thing. Again, you can lose weight, but doesn't mean you're healthy. And unfortunately, in cases like her, we won't know they're healthy until maybe far down the road. I think I mentioned to you the last time I spoke, I'm not 100% positive if it was this group, but we spoke to one group that there's some internet sensation. I forgot her name. I didn't know who she was, some rapping person or whatever they do. But the point is she was young, somewhere between 25 and 30, I want to think. And she's been on one of these meds for over a year. Everything was coming up good. But what they were doing was general blood work. And like I was talking to one of my patients today, I was concerned about her thyroid. And more importantly, I was concerned about rheumatoid arthritis. And so I asked her, when's the last time she had blood work? And she says, oh, I get blood work every 6 months. I said, but like the RA factor is a very specific factor, and it's not tested in regular blood work. So she had never had that done once she went back and found out. So just because you're getting blood work doesn't mean that it's showing up everything. Getting back to this young lady I'm speaking of, what they found out with her is that at 25 to 30, she's starting to have major osteopenia and osteoporosis. And again, for those of you out there who may not know that, osteopenia, starts to look like Swiss cheese of the bone. There are small holes and punctures in it. And then osteoporosis goes to softening of the bone. And I've had patients with osteoporosis that all they did was step out of the bathtub and just step down. No slips, no falls, nothing. Just step down and completely crush a vertebra. It's called a compression fracture. And again, there's no impact injury at all. It's just the bone tissue is so soft, the matrix is breaking down so much that it can no longer bear the weight of the body. So all these side effects are very, very important to know about. But what else do we do, man? We need to lose weight. We need to feel better and look better. And how do we do that? Well, fortunately, there are many good things out there, I believe, today. And it's looking at your nutrition. But again, it's like everything else. When we start to look at our nutrition, when we start to look at Zuma and what we have to offer, it can become overwhelming. You have to take it a piece at a time. You can look through Zuma's catalog, and I still, after 15-plus years with Zuma, I can still get overwhelmed by looking at the catalog and figuring out, okay, which should I take or what should I take next or should I modify what I'm doing? And it's always good to have an upline that you can go to and talk with about these things, and that's why I'm very thankful to have Dr. Marsh that I can run these things by him when I'm a little maybe confused about which direction to go in. But the point is, the natural way is the best way. You need to just get a little bit, not a lot, a little bit of self-discipline and start a very slow process. You've all heard the saying, you eat an elephant and a chicken the same way, one bite at a time. For those of you that are drinking a lot of sodas, I don't recommend cold turkey quitting. That's just me. That's not Zoom. That's me. But what I find out is those of us that do that usually don't last very long. Be it iced tea or soda or whatever it is you do that's very acidic. But get a screw top and take one or two hits. Have your Zuma bottle with you that's BPA approved. Have it filled with water and you feel like a soda. Take a couple of small hits from that soda, but then drink 10 to 12 ounces of water straight away. Drink it all. And you'll have the taste, because that's the only part of your body that likes that sugar, is the taste on your lips, but it's not worth the pound on your hips, so you don't want to drink the whole thing at once now. But you have the taste, and you have 10 or 12 ounces of X2O water, so you have the best water on the planet that you're drinking. So start yourself in all directions with that. Don't eat a whole pizza. Eat one to two slices, and just slowly back down on what you're eating. Watch things. Like, I'm very affected by salt. I'm not a big salt extra user, but if I eat things like, let's say, Chinese food or a Kentucky Fried Chicken or something of that nature, the salt that's in it in most every restaurant I have to be careful of, I'm guaranteed that next day a 2-pound weight gain. I'm guaranteed that my rings are going to be tighter on my fingers, and so I can tell I have a little swelling for a day or two. And everybody says, well, it's just water weight. I don't care what kind of weight it is. You still have to lose that 2 pounds again to get back to your base of where you want to be to then start losing down. So finding foods that are good, finding foods that are healthy, finding foods that are more organic that you possibly can, that are fresh farm raised, are always your good choice. Slow down or cut down on your proportions. But what do we do in the meantime? I'm feeling hungry or whatever. Well, the great news as a Zuma participant is our new Metabolize program. And I say new because Ken and the team has just worked on reformulating that. And what a wonderful supplement our Metabolize, especially with our AM formula that we're going to talk about in just a minute. But that's a great both, one of two things. Use it. I've used it both ways. I've used it as a meal replacement, or I've used it as, you know, I just feel I need about, it's 2 or 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I want that little extra energy boost, and I feel like I want to have something. I can use that. I like the chocolate one better. I'm just a chocoholic. And I use that. And if you use the AM and PM formula on top of that, then it's helping you burn fat 24/7. So with that, I want to turn this portion back to Ken and let him get into a little more formulation of the new Metabolize AM, and then we'll go from there. Dr. Marsh, are you there?
I am. I appreciate that, Dr. T. And you're right. I mean, you look at the obesity epidemic that we're facing, not just, you know, today, but what, like you were talking about, statistically in the future, it's scary. It's a problem. You can see why so many people turn to these, you know, injectable weight loss drugs. But again, like the list of side effects that you just talked about, you got to ask yourself, am I willing to take all those risks to lose weight? And sadly, a lot of times when people do those injectable weight loss drugs, if they stop, the weight comes back, and it comes back pretty quickly. So, you know, part of what I'm proud about is, you know, at Zuma, we took an approach to weight loss which is more in harmony with the way the body naturally works. The reason we have side effects with all these different weight loss drugs is because we're pushing the body unnaturally in directions that it doesn't necessarily want to go, but it produces the result that people are looking for, albeit maybe temporary, with, you know, the risk of side effects. We said, hey, if we can create a system like Metabowise that actually works with the body's natural rhythm, natural tendencies, the way the body's metabolism is designed to work by our creator, you can not only get the results that, you know, these weight loss drugs are promising, but you can get the kind of results that last. The beautiful thing is, you know, as a company, when we look at, you know, Zuma's product line, we said, hey, let's look at what's working and let's see if there's anything we can do to make things even better. And when it came to the Metabowise system, we looked at the AM formula and we said, you know what, it's great, but there's some things that have come to light recently in nutritional science that we can use to make that even better. In fact, I'll let everybody listening in tonight on a secret. You know, when we were looking at the huge popularity of these new injectable weight loss drugs, we were looking at what are the things that people are excited about getting from these drugs. You know, things like being able to curb cravings for the wrong foods, being able to lose excess weight, maybe being able to better manage blood sugar as an example, maybe giving the body an opportunity to be better or more efficient at using fat, right? All of these are things that people are purposely going after when they use these expensive injectable drugs. And we thought, well, we can make sure that the AM formula in Zuma's Metabolite system does those exact same things, but does it in a way that, again, is working in harmony with the body, in harmony with nature, without all the risk of these side effects, and quite honestly, without all the expense on top of it. So I am super excited. You know, the new Metabowise AM formula that we reformulated, we launched it a little over 90 days ago, and we're getting some absolutely amazing testimonies that are coming in on that product. And as a result, people are getting even better results with Zuma's Metabowise system than they were even, you know, just 6 months ago, because that new reformulated AM formula has made a significant difference for a lot of people in the results that they're getting. So like you were saying, Dr. T, you know, if you use the AM formula, which has been completely revamped, the PM formula, and then you add in those protein fiber shakes, at least one or two of those a day, the results people get are undeniable. And yet we're doing it affordably. In fact, the entire Metabowise core system, you can get that entire system if you buy the trio together for $109. I mean, you think about what most people are spending on some of these injectable weight loss drugs, several hundred to sometimes $1,000 or more a month they're spending to, again, inject something in their body that has a bunch of potential negative side effects. And here we are with Metabowise with no side effects other than weight loss, fat loss specifically. So I'm just thrilled that, you know, in Zuma, we've got an alternative for people to look at that has a track record now of over 15 years. We've had people for over 15 years getting long-lasting, noticeable results in terms of weight loss and fat loss with Metabowise, and again, without risk of any of these crazy side effects that you were just talking about tonight. So I'm thrilled that we've got it in the line. I'm thrilled that we were able to redo that Metabowise AM formula to give people even better results. So I'm going to, before I turn back over to you, T, I'm going to say this to anybody listening in tonight. If you're not yet utilizing the Metabowise system for weight management, for fat loss, you owe it to yourself to put that system to the test in your own body. Rarely, if ever, does somebody use that system and not get results. It's just really designed to be effective with your body's natural metabolism and natural tendencies on how the body likes to lose weight. And so I'm thrilled that we have it in the line. More importantly, I'm excited that, again, it's now better than it's ever been before. So I'll turn back over to you for any final thoughts or comments, T.
Thanks. Yes, this what Ken said a minute ago was really crucial, too. He said, you don't know what the side effects are of what this thing is going to do. And again, as I had to give on the other side, there is a gal over 6 months, and she claims there have been no side effects to her. But what we don't know also, more importantly, and look back at many of the different medications, I spoke about it earlier, is what about the long-term effects? Do you want to be 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, and still living, not just existing because you did something stupid like a lot of people did, had a lot of bad side effects with like the COVID shots and things of that nature. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying you need to look at those things very carefully. And finally, remember, you are in charge of your health. I had a patient again just today who had gone to her cardiologist. The cardiologist said that she needed to lose 20 pounds and that he highly recommend Ozempic and one of those factors that he sees absolutely nothing wrong with it. So I know, you know, as a GP, a general practitioner, you know, those guys and gals go to school a long time, cardiologist even longer. And so you want to trust them. They're your healthcare provider. but remember, you are responsible for your health care, health and wellness. And I've spoken about this many times, and my conclusion is my final little push of something that we've done, and that is we have a lot of great newsletters, and they're coming out. But if you want to know how natural health really works, again, one of the reasons I'm with Zuma is because they're very open to talk about wellness, health, in the whole scope of it, not just about taking this certain vitamin. I love that they're constantly in researching our products and upgrading them and doing that. And with that said, I want you to, a lot of people have asked me and asked Ken and talked to the office about what exactly does a doctor of chiropractic do and how does it work? And Zuma didn't have to do this, but they asked me to write an article on chiropractic and how it works and what, you know, what's the difference and what about the educational status and so forth and so on. We put together a kind of a neat article, I think, on chiropractic, what it is, how it works, how to use it. And I think, Ken, if I'm right, I think that issue comes out tomorrow.
It does,
or this
yes.
week. Okay, okay. Very good. So please pick that up and take a read. And, you know, any thoughts on that, let me know. And, again, once again, I'm very proud to be a part of the Zuma family and so thankful to be your guys' friends out there. And thank you for tuning in for this. And we'll talk to you soon. Back to you, Dr. Marsh.
All right, folks. And, again, I want to thank you for being on tonight and appreciate you guys tuning in live. And, as always, encourage you to come back again, first and third Thursday of every single month. We invite you to come back, get more great health information like you're hearing tonight. And until next time, thanks for being here. And Dr. G, thank you as always for your time and talent.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to all of you. Have a great evening.